Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on BizTalk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
It is 7 minutes after the hour, and a good Saturday morning. Welcome back. This is Garden America. Happy weekend to you. Back with John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox. I'm Brian Main. Good to have you along for the next couple of hours. Going to be talking a lot of gardening. Have a guest lined up for your first hour. Second hour, open phones, whatever's on your mind. In fact, you can call us anytime right there, 855-424-9825. Again, that is toll-free, 855-424-9825. Zach will put you in line, get you on the air. Actually, a few ways to get a hold of us. You can also email us, john@gardenamerica.com. And, of course, back with our Facebook Live right now. If you go to our Facebook page or my page or Tiger's page, you can watch the show. You can post your questions on the Garden America Radio Facebook page, and we'll do our best to answer those. So far, it's been all me. Good morning, guys. How you doing?
I know. You're taking up the mic,
Got to set the stage here. Got to keep things moving. John's looking good, tan, rested, and ready after another vacation week. John, good job.
He gets tanned in that greenhouse.
We tease John a lot because he does a lot of work during the week, sending out all those orders. And for those of you that received orders and say how nicely they were packed and everything looked good, that's probably John, not Tiger.
Yeah,
right?
Correct. If the plant came in perfect health and impeccable condition,
right?
That came from John. If it's questionable, you can go ahead and write me a letter.
Probably Tiger.
However, if you guys go to our website, you'll see that there are no more vegetables available for sale.
Yeah, we
because
sold out,
all good
didn't
things
we?
Come to an end. However, yeah. There's a way that you can get grafted vegetables if you're in San Diego.
Still?
For free.
For free.
Free.
Now, wait a minute. What's the catch?
Well, there's always a catch, but this is not a big catch. They're absolutely free. All you have to do is, starting at 11 o'clock this morning, go over to Mission Hills Nursery and go in there and take a look at the Garden America seed rack. Just look at the rack and... You don't have to buy any seeds. You don't have to buy anything, but we want you to take a look at the rack. Then find someone or find Tiger and just say, hey, I looked at the seed rack. John says I can get a free vegetable.
That's all you have to do?
That's all you have to do.
Wow. How do we do it? Volume?
But well, there are some really cool plants that you can get.
Oh, yeah. You know, there's
tell them some of them.
Well, some of them are, there's, besides grafted vegetables, right? There's some of the super dwarfs available. And the super dwarfs grow great in containers. And Tiger was saying that he got a shipment of super dwarfs, which is also for sale.
And yes. When I say super dwarf, they are small trees. These tomatoes are amazing.
They look like little sumo wrestlers, you know, because they're
just
amazing. They're stocky. But anyway, so there's probably about I'm guessing about 20 that we're giving away for free.
Right.
Overall, there's over $2,000 worth of grafted vegetables that we're giving away.
Wow. Yeah.
So, also, there's some squash, some great squash, including mini cabocha. And mini cabocha is a Garden America exclusive. You can't get it anywhere except on Garden America.
Okay, now this, of course, you mentioned you did give us a disclaimer. San Diego people, right? Yeah. Obviously.
Well, you don't have to be from San Diego, but you've got to go pick them
up.
You've
got to be in San Diego.
Right. We're done shipping.
Yeah.
And the reason we're doing this is the plants now are too large for shipping.
Okay. All right. So a chance for San Diego people to pick up something
for
free.
But a great selection. I mean, there's even Brandywine Orange. There's some peppers. Grafted peppers. I mean,
and we're going to extend this offer in through the weekend. And, you know, the only thing I would have to say is that if you're going to go on Sunday to the nursery, know that the Rock and Roll Marathon is happening. So it might be good to wait till after 11 on Sunday.
And and this is where are people going and what's the address?
So they're
going
to go to 1525 Fort Stockton Drive in San Diego.
Okay.
And once again, it's Mission Hills Nursery. If you need to call them, the phone number is 619-295-2808.
You can say call us.
Or call us.
Call us.
Hey, you're kind of a big cell phone number so that people can ask you for directions.
You're kind of a big part of Mission Hills Nursery, Tiger. That's why I mentioned that. By the way, this hour of the Garden America Radio Show brought to us by our good friends at Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. John gets a lot more from that blue bottle than anybody I know.
I was going to mention that if you miss all this information we just gave, we'll repeat it towards the end of the hour.
Sure. And it's also on Facebook Live. Again, last week's show, upcoming shows are always posted on Tiger's page, Garden America page, or my page. You can go back, watch the entire show, or watch any portion of the show that you might have missed. And maybe in the future, as we talked about, Tiger, we'll do some snippets of the show, some highlights and stuff, and maybe post them on YouTube. Who knows? We're in the midst of a huge technology change here at Garden America.
I think we just explode John's head every morning that we're here.
You know, I can watch it now.
You're actually watching yourself. He's going to be distracted the whole time.
Actually, I'm watching Tiger, and he's not moving, so I know. Uh-oh. I'm doing something wrong.
No, you know what it is?
Oh, there it is.
It's a delay. There's a bit of a delay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's not going to be real time. I think it's a few seconds behind.
I'm just getting shots, though. That's what I'm supposed to get?
Well, different camera angles is what you're getting.
And you're not moving when you get the camera angle.
Well, at least in that particular... Right, you know what? My head's going to blow up now.
This is Garden America.
All right, I understand that.
Just do radio. Look at me, look at Tiger.
Okay,
radio.
I understand that, but then the other thing I can't do is I don't know how to comment.
Okay, you know...
Dale said good morning, and I wanted to say good morning back to him.
He's probably listening. You can
know,
say good
but...
morning to Dale. Now, are you looking at an audio that's moving?
Oh, gosh.
No.
Because you'll have to take your mouse and click for the audio to continue moving. And not the audio, but the actual video.
Well, the video's moving. It's just shots, though.
Do you know how much we're boring people right now?
Serious.
People.
I'm watching people fall off right
now. Yeah, exactly. So we're going to move on. And let's see. What do we have
to
do?
I'm going to go ahead and look at the newsletter.
Okay, why don't you look at that newsletter?
Because I understand the newsletter.
John Bagnasco.
Hey, you know, one thing I know people can see is near where Tiger is sitting, I brought in a rose, and it's just one stem.
Now, you say
a
rose.
It's one stem.
Yeah, look at this thing.
Look at that thing. Can we get a good shot of that?
Right there. This is gorgeous.
Okay, the next time
give him the name of the rose.
German, it's Garden Director Otto Linne.
Wow.
In English, it's Garden Director Otto Linne.
And it's bright pink, just tons of small, like 1-inch, 1.5-inch blossoms.
Yeah, just
on
for
it.
One stem, though, it's amazing.
There's at least like
it's an entire bouquet for one stem.
Yeah, blossoms here. This is ridiculous. This is so cool. And I'm looking at the foliage, John. Great job taking care of it.
Yeah, haven't sprayed at all.
For a man who takes no care of his roses, he's doing a good job.
Well, I take care of them. I just don't spray.
That's amazing that's just one stem.
Really is, and it's one you won't find at Home Depot, but you can go online and order the plants online. I start many from cuttings. We always have them at the auction in the fall. But it's one of my favorite roses. And that was one stem off a bush that has maybe seven other stems about that size.
Oh. Now, when you have, like, the roses in bloom like this, as far as, like, what would this be? Is this a Floribunda?
No, it's it kind of looks like a polyantha, but it's classified as a shrub.
Oh, as a shrub?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And do do they attract like more bees than rosemary or you know, some of those real bee attracting plants that people get worried about? Because when I see blooms like this, I don't necessarily equate it to a ton of bees. And people always, whenever I say, hey, go plant this rose, it's going to be wonderful in your yard, and they go, oh, it attracts bees. I'm like, well, all flowers attract bees, number one. But it's nothing like some of those really bee-attracting plants.
No. I mean,
but you get a lot of beauty out of it, nonetheless.
Right. I rarely see bees on that plant.
Yeah.
It's not going to be like African blue basil or anything
people
like that.
Yeah, people get really worried about roses and bees. And I'm like, no, like, they're average. You know, don't get me wrong, they're going to attract bees, which is good. But that's no reason not to plant it.
Well, usually people want to attract bees, though, don't they?
Well, but there's those people that, you know, say, oh, you know, I don't, you know, I have kids, or, you know, some people are allergic and they have to have, you know, concerns about that. But I don't think to, you know, avoid planting a rose is going to be any problem with that. There are other plants, like you say, the African blue basil, rosemary.
Right.
Those attract a lot of bees. But
you don't have to choose between kids and roses. You can have both.
Hey, John, we have time for the quote of the week as we go into our break. And I believe it's Quentin, right, our guest today?
Quentin, yeah.
Quentin is
Quentin Wheeler, yeah, the president of
He's locked and loaded, ready to go.
All right.
President of what, John? I'm sorry.
Well, that's all right. I was going to say the State University of New York College of Environmental Science and Forestry. Now that I delay so long, that I can't do the quote.
You know what? You're all shook up, aren't you?
I am.
You're like Elvis. I'm all shook up, baby. Okay, we're going to take a break. John,
we'll do the quote when we come back.
We'll come back, and John will give the quote of the week, and then we'll go to our guest,
Quentin.
I need
to compose myself here.
John at GardenAmerica.com with your emails. Call us at 855-424-9825. And again, I'm Brian Main, along with John Begnasco, Tiger Palafox. We are coming right back.
Battling bugs inside and out? Then it's time to get more from Bayer Advanced and Lowe's Home Improvement Stores. Now you can buy Bayer Advanced Complete Brand Insect Killer for soil and turf and get a free bottle of Bayer Advanced Home Pest Plus Germ Killer, a $9 value. Complete works outside on your lawn, eliminating surface insects, including mosquitoes, in 24 hours and soil insects for up to 3 months, while Home Pest Plus Germ Killer handles the bugs inside your home. Lowe's and Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
This is Joe Lample from Growing a Greener World. With the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite organic nitrogen fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 3 months. The organic nitrogen is slow release and won't burn plants even during hot, dry weather. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years. Milorganite, for better results naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
It is 22 minutes after the hour. Back on your Saturday. Happy weekend. Thank you for joining us along with Tiger Palafox. I'm Brian Main, John Begnasco. It is good to have you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning into our Facebook live feed. You can go to Tiger Palafox, Brian Main, or Garden America radio page, either one. And, hey, tell your friends and family. Thank you so much. 855-424-9825. Questions, comments, Zach will put you in line. Also, john@gardenamerica.com for your email questions. Right now, John's got the quote of the week, and then our guest, Quentin, is standing by. John, so it's all you right now, my friend.
Well, you know, I picked this quote because of the conversations that we've been having the last couple of weeks. Tiger, and today's guest is because Tiger was kind of wondering, are we still finding new species every year?
Right.
Or has everything been discovered? But I thought this quote kind of fit in. It's from Albert Schweitzer. And he said, until he extends his circle of compassion to include all living things, man will not himself find peace.
Now, was that Albert Schweitzer, Dr. Livingston, I presume?
No, that was...
the other guy that I...
Stanley.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah,
okay.
Livingston and Stanley.
All right.
No, Schweitzer was also said, man has lost the capacity to foresee and forestall. He'll end by destroying the earth.
Wow.
So on that note, on that happy note.
On that positive note here, again, any questions, 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com. As I mentioned earlier before this last break, you can also type your questions out on our Facebook page. We'll do our best to answer them. But right now, with the big buildup, I'm going to throw things over to Tiger and introduce Quentin.
Yeah, so, you know, this whole thing came about months ago when I had the discussion, being a young guy, saying, are we still finding new plants and animals out there? Like, with me being young and information and everything at my fingertips, it's shocking to me that they're still discovering new plants, new bugs, new animals out there in the world that we have today, because I feel like everybody's been everywhere and there's really nothing else to find. But then I found out that there's this college in New York, Environmental Sciences and Forestry College, and they focus on some of these new species of things. And they just released one of their top 10 lists about new species that they develop. So we brought on their president from the college today, who's actually one of the leaders in entomology in this field. So, Quentin, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine.
Good, good. Hey, so tell us first off a little bit about the college and then your background in this whole field of finding new species out there.
Sure. Well, ESF is sort of a hidden gem. We have a small undergraduate population of fewer than 2,000, but we also offer doctoral degrees, and so it's a research-intensive campus. And we cover the gamut of environmental sciences and engineering. In terms of new species, you're right. I'm surprised, even though I anticipate it. On average, there are about 18,000 new species named each year, and that average has been constant since the 1940s. We have named about 2 million species to date. But our best guess is that there are probably 8 to 10 million additional species awaiting discovery.
Oh, my goodness. That seems just overwhelming to think. And now, not only is there new species, but there's probably new things being created throughout as well, right?
Well, that's true. But the creation of species is a pretty slow process. Most species require hundreds of thousands to millions of years to evolve. And so while evolution is constantly happening, it's a very slow process in general.
Quentin, let me ask you this, if I can step in. This is Brian Main here. Are we losing more species than we're discovering, or is there any stats to back that up?
So keep in mind, these are educated guesses. Because we have not yet completed an inventory of species, it's hard to say definitively what's going on. But the best estimates that we have is that right now, for the first time in history, we are indeed losing species faster than we're naming them.
Oh, wow. That's
because... That's like animals, too, in the animal kingdom as well.
It's true. And the numbers I'm throwing around are what we would commonly refer to as plants or animals. In other words, generally larger size organ. I'm leaving the microbial world out. The numbers there, the estimates are enormous as well.
And what's the driving force behind finding new species? I mean, why is it that we're out there looking for new and different plants and animals?
Well, there are lots of reasons. I mean, in some cases, it's necessity. An invasive species shows up, and we need to know more about it and try to sort it out. But a good deal of the work is curiosity driven. There are specialists in botany and entomology and other fields who are driven to explore, and there's quite a lure to seek out those additional species that we don't know and try to get a better understanding of a genus or a family.
And now, on your recent top 10 list, there were two plants. One was an orchid, and then one was, I think, a variety of tomato that you guys had listed. And, behind those, I saw that the tomato had some specific qualities that you guys have traced. And then the orchid, I think, was just because of the region it was in. I think there was some deforestation going on that it was recently developed. So some of this is kind of accidental, and some of it is actually people pursuing this, right?
That is true. No, there are lots of accidental discoveries. There are a lot of new species, that is, undescribed, unnamed species, sitting in collections already. Botanists are constantly collecting plants around the world, and there are literally thousands of plants that we've already discovered in the sense that they're in a collection somewhere. The problem is there aren't enough experts who know a particular group and can recognize a new species for what it is. Another interesting phenomenon over the last few years is social media. There have been a number of new species now spotted by an expert just, flipping through photographs put in some social media site. So there are all kinds of avenues now by which we stumble on new species.
Hey, Quentin, we're going to take a break. Do stay with us. If you have any questions for one of us or our guest, Quentin, give us a call at 855-424-9825. Already had somebody commenting on Facebook about a couple of things here. You can also Facebook your question by going to our Facebook page at Garden America Radio. John at GardenAmerica.com here on Biz Talk Radio. So many ways to get your questions and comments to us. As I mentioned, I'm going to step aside, coming back with our guest, Quentin. This is Garden America. Saturday morning, as we approach 30 minutes after the hour, I'm Brian Main, along with John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox, on your Saturday morning, coming right back.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
It is 36 minutes after the hour. Back on your Saturday morning. Thank you so much for joining us. Garden America here on Biz Talk Radio. Brian Main, Tiger Palafox, John Begnasco. At 855-424-9825. You can also email questions to us, john@gardenamerica.com. It is a Biz Talk Radio weekend, and again, we are continuing our conversation. Very interesting with Quentin, Tiger.
Yeah, so before we went to the break, we were discussing some of the new species out there with Quentin Wheeler from ESF College in New York. And, you know, just the driving force behind it being curiosity, people in the industry finding new things. Now, Quentin, I want to speak directly to you now because your background is entomology, and that's kind of the science of bugs, right?
That's right. Yep. No, my specialty is beetles, actually.
No, John's was the Rolling Stone.
You know, one of my regrets in life is that in college I didn't change my major to horticulture till my senior year, so I never took entomology. So it's like electricity; I never understood bugs.
Right.
But I have to tell you that one of the katydids that's on this year's top 10 list would make you fall in love with bugs. It's one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about that particular insect?
Sure, and I agree. It is just visually stunning. It looks so much like a leaf. You know, the veins that you see in the leaves in the background of the photographs, it's amazing mimicry. And even its hind legs are expanded and are leaf-like in appearance. And if that weren't weird enough, the males are uniformly green, whereas the females are pink, and which makes them even more amazing.
That's neat.
Now, do they change colors to match their background? Because, like you're saying, the pictures I saw were exactly like the leaf that it was standing on.
They absolutely are exactly like that, but no, they do. To my knowledge, they are not capable of changing their color once it's established. But it, you know, it may well be. We don't know enough yet about you know, about the plants that they're found on, and so it may be that camouflage, you know, is evolved because you find them on that particular type of vegetation.
Well, you know, as a plant person, anytime I hear about a new plant, I've got to figure out a way to get it. Are you the same way with bugs? Well, I know people that entomologists that collect insects.
And what is your favorite bug, if there is such a thing, Quentin?
Well, you know, that is tough. I mean, it's like asking me, you know, which is my favorite child. I mean, they're all amazing for some reason. I would say, though, I spent many years studying a very obscure group of beetles that feed on plasmodial slime molds. And most people, of course, have never knowingly seen a plasmodial slime mold, much less a beetle that specializes on it.
I work with two of them.
There are a group of species in this group, beetles, that have become flightless. They've lost their eyes, but they have very refined sense of smell that they can find the slime molds with. And these occur in the southern Appalachian Mountains in the eastern part of the country. And I'm just endlessly fascinated by them.
It's
amazing.
It's so funny. Oh, man. Just, you know, it's so neat to see, like, something kind of so obscure, but then at the same time, when you really dive down into it, it's why. Why do they have no eyes? Why did they all of a sudden, not have any wings? Did they not need, or anything? And then, it's the product. So what is, tell us, what is slime mold? Like, what is that made of?
Slime molds are absolutely fascinating, and you do see them in your garden. I have a couple slime molds that fruited this last week after some rainfall here. And, once you train your eye to spot them, they're surprisingly common. And for 100 years, there were parallel sets of names for slime molds. They had a set of plant names and a set of animal names because there was argument over whether they belonged in the animal or plant kingdom. When they're in their slimy, immature stage, they look like a giant amoeba and actually, flow around over logs and decaying leaves and so forth. But then when they fruit, they look like a fungus, and they're stationary, and they produce spores that then blow in the wind or get eaten and dispersed by insects. And so the modern data now with molecular techniques, we've pretty much solved the argument after 100 years. And they really appear to have evolved from colonies of protozoa. And which is fascinating in itself. And from my studies, believe it or not, there have been at least 8 instances in the history of beetles of beetles becoming specialists and feeding only on slime molds.
It's amazing.
Brian, aren't you a member of the American Slime Mold Society?
I've got to renew my card this year.
Yeah.
It expired, but after this conversation, I'm going to renew it. Are you kidding? This is great information. This is great stuff.
So now,
well, and my slime mold beetle's 15 minutes of fame came about a decade ago when my co-author and I named some of 65 new species we were naming in this group after President George W. Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld. And it's hilarious to me that even after a decade, I still get random reporters calling who stumble on the story and are fascinated by that.
So you named a couple of these species that you found after those individuals, huh?
Yes, there's an Agathidium bush eye, Rumsfeld eye, and Cheney eye.
So it was either that or the Three Stooges. Is that what you're trying to tell us?
Well, I'm not going to go there. As a scientist, I try to stay neutral.
There you go.
That's right. There's no need to upset half our audience. Also, as I recall, not that I've been spying on you, but you've also named some species, I don't know if it was you, after Clinton and Obama.
Those were not mine. But
okay, those weren't yours.
But I am happy to say that I was pretty early on a wave of naming celebrity species. And I did it as a shameless attempt to bring attention to, the science of species taxonomy that has been neglected in recent decades, and to bring attention to the biodiversity crisis. And it works. It's amazing to me how these celebrity names, get picked up in the media and, are far more effective than the most rigorous science you might try to do.
Yeah, the same thing is true in horticulture. For instance, in developing rose varieties, if a rose is named after a celebrity.
There's a lot of celebrity names with roses.
Right.
Absolutely.
Like Marilyn Monroe is going to out, even though Otto Director Otto Linné is a beautiful rose that I showed here in studio, the Marilyn Monroe rose is going to outsell it.
Wow. Yeah, and then just this year, remember that in Baja, they found that new succulent and they named it Hendrixi. After Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, that's right.
That?
Yes.
And that pretty much hit the news.
Brought the attention to it, right.
And it's, you know, but it also brought attention to the reason why it was found is because they were about to clear out this area of Baja California for development. And, you know, they found these new species there. And it's part of the reason why we have to do our research before we just go and, you know, vacate an area of everything that's in there. So, hey, Quentin, quickly, we just have a minute or so left. Will you give us a quick rundown of where people can find out more information about ESF and where they can go to maybe contact you guys?
Certainly. Yeah, if you just visit our website, esf.edu, there are links there to the top 10 webpage where you can learn more about this year's top 10 new species and the work we're trying to do in the Institute, and explore all the educational and career options at ESF.
All right. Hey, thank you very much. Have a good rest of the weekend, and you know, you take care, okay?
You too. Thank you so much.
All right.
Quite fascinating, and that
really
is ongoing work that'll never ever end.
Yeah,
it's endless.
You know? I can't imagine, right?
You know, we talked about, you know, all the medicines that have been found in the world, and that's why the rainforest is so important, because, you know, they're trying to get down, and I forget how many acres a day are being torn down, but we have to be very careful in terms of you know, balancing that, because John mentioned that medicines are coming from plants.
That's right, over 95% of all medicines.
We're going to take a break. It is open phone time if you'd like to give us a call at 855-424-9825 or email your questions to john@gardenamerica.com or Facebook Live if you're on. Shoot us a question. We'll do our best to answer it. Again, 45 minutes after the hour, Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox on your Saturday. Happy weekend. Taking a break. Coming right back here on BizTalk Radio.
Wow, your flowers are gorgeous. What's your secret?
It's no secret. It's Bare Advanced.
You mean these blue bottles?
Uh-huh. I protect my beauties with all-in-one rose and flower care. It's insect and disease control, plus fertilizer.
Really? What's this 12-month tree and shrub protect and feed?
Oh, I use it on my trees. It kills bugs for up to a year, plus it feeds. It's that easy. Hey, where are you going?
To get my own. I want a great yard, too.
Bare Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or fertilome.com.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced any of the following: pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Hernia mesh patch implants are used for repairing most common types of abdominal hernia, which occurs when muscles or connective tissue in your abdomen are damaged or weakened. If you have had a hernia mesh implant and suffered an injury, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. Call for more information about the recall and a free consultation. Don't be a silent victim. Call 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right,
Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-2130. That's 800-616-2130. 800-616-2130.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Our final segment for hour number one. That's how fast time is flying this morning. Thank you so much for being right there. Garden America heard on Biz Talk Radio. Brian Main, John Begnasco, Tiger Palafox. Lines are open toll free at 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825. Email your questions to john@gardenamerica.com. And if you are watching via Facebook Live, you can pose a question or comment there. We'll do our best to answer it as we do. Seem to be doing several things at once here.
Not anymore. For the sake of efficiency, you and Brian, or you and Tiger,
can just handle all this.
Can handle the Facebook,
and you can handle all these complicated garden questions.
Well, I'll take if you want to email me to john@gardenamerica.com, I'll do that. But I can't go back and forth.
No,
it's giving me a headache, and my mouse is not happy.
You've got a
today.
Dysfunctional mouse, don't you?
I do. It's I don't know what the deal is.
So, but we
I do have a couple email.
Let's get to the emails.
One was, unfortunately, I was on Facebook and didn't see this. but this was from Rick in Monrovia, and it was a question for our guest. And he said, where are most of the new species being found, and what's been found here in the U.S.?
Two very good questions.
Yeah, and I can answer the first part. Most of the new species are being found in the rainforest.
Oh, that makes sense.
Because there's a lot of biodiversity there,
right.
And they haven't been thoroughly, for political reasons, too.
Sure.
It's not safe there. And there hasn't been as much plant hunting or animal hunting in those areas. So that's where most are still being found.
In the U.S., I would imagine just about anywhere. I mean, to be general.
Yeah, maybe not as many. I know that there was a spider that was discovered in Oregon, which I remember because it had a great name. It sounded like something out of a video game.
So they discovered it and named it right away.
It's called Cryptomaster Behemoth.
All right, I'm going to assume it's a rather large spider.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Actually four millimeters long, but it's a great name. Cryptomaster Behemoth.
Wow.
It's one
scary.
Of those things that when you see the big guy named Tiny.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And then this other one, let's see. It was one you forwarded over. Okay, this was Tom from Chico. And he says that his dwarf lime tree, which is growing in a half wine barrel, mm-hmm. has a lot of leaves, flowers, but it's starting to yellow and drop the smaller limes. And is this natural or is it lacking something?
Sounds like all the energy is going to the leaves.
Well, in a container, his guess is right. He's lacking nutrients. And citrus do this. They want to produce fruit. So the first thing they're going to do is drop leaves. Second thing they're going to do is drop flowers and then fruit if they have to. They want to produce fruit. So I would say that probably nitrogen is the main culprit
mm-hmm.
because nitrogen leaches through the soil. So when you water it, the nitrogen is going to, you know, wash out eventually. The other nutrients don't. So it's mainly nitrogen.
So nitrogen.
Yeah, and a good thing that you could do in containers is if you buy a time-release food like Osmocote, you can put that in the container to last you all season. You don't have to worry about it. That's what I do on my roses. I just bought a 80-pound bag of Osmocote.
For how many roses now? What are you up to? You've lost count.
I can't go over 1,000.
So you have 1,000?
Yeah.
I was gonna tell Quentin when he was on the air too that if he wanted to find some new species, he probably just has to visit John's yard.
Right. Well, absolutely.
New species are created every day between pollinization and John's ability to cross-pollinate.
Yeah, what you were talking about, new plants being produced, those are actually hybrids.
Yeah,
varieties.
Not new species.
Not new species.
So what we're gonna do?
But you know what I found in my yard?
Yeah, go ahead. What?
I found a San Diego gopher snake. And as it was coming out of the rose bed going along the mow strip, I watched to see how long it would take to come out. And it eventually the whole thing came out, and it was so long I was shocked. But I went and measured the area, excuse me, where it was. Let me clear my throat.
Yeah, you can do that. There you go.
We'll allow it.
Sorry about that. And I measured it was a little bit over 6 feet.
Okay, but how were you able to identify it so quickly?
I didn't identify. I knew it was a It wasn't a rattlesnake.
Okay.
So I figured it was a gopher snake. So I went online and took a look.
San Diego.
At it. Yeah, and it's there's different species of gopher snakes here, but the one that I saw was a San Diego one.
So what I was going to mention is in mid-June when we came over for the barbecue, Tiger and I are going to count your roses. We're going to get an exact
count. How did I get roped
an exact
this?
Count.
You can do that, but watch out for Henry.
Who's Henry?
The gopher snake.
The gopher snake.
Oh, the gopher snake. He's harmless.
Yeah.
Not going to worry about Henry. Henry probably is doing your yard good.
Well, I know he's doing good. I'm glad he's there, but the... You know, I told my wife, you know, the main...
A six-foot-long snake is big.
Right, and... We have enough food in our yard that it's supporting a six-foot-long snake.
Yeah, wow.
So she told me I could go ahead and prune the cat's claw.
Oh, nice. That was
the vine we were talking about. The cat's claw is taking over everything, and that's a place to hide.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there's all kinds of rats.
Snakes, everything. Now, do you think, is this snake big enough to eat a rat, you think?
6 feet long? Over 6 feet long?
Okay, yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Unhinge that jaw and swallow a rat all whole.
I heard they make good pets, too. Is that true?
Gopher snakes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a corn snake, albino corn snake, made a great pet until he reached maturity. And then I reached my hand into the enclosure one time, and he bit me. And I thought, well, that's just a mistake. He didn't mean to.
Uh-huh.
And, no, he was irritated. So I called a reptile place, and they said, you know what, he's probably reaching maturity. He could calm down. He may not. What do you want to do? I go, well, I don't want a snake I can't trust. Say, bring him in. We'll take him. All right, the music means it is break time. We've got news coming up on many of these BizTalk Radio Garden America affiliates. Go ahead, John.
Don't forget to go to Mission Hills Nursery to get your free tomato plant, grafted tomato, vegetables, all kinds. And look it up online. If you're in San Diego, Mission Hills Nursery, starting at 11 o'clock.
Okay, we're going to take a break. News coming up. We are back at 6 minutes after here Saturday on the Garden America Radio Show. Thank you for joining us.
The opinions you hear on BizTalk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, BizTalk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on BizTalk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about BizTalk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
BizTalk Radio.